Welcome to Season 2, Episode 1 of the Royal Black Watch Podcast, the station for all of your news, fun, and entertainment. I'm your host, Teshia.
And I'm the co-host, Clark Theobald.
First up, we have current game releases and the upcoming game releases. Heroes of the Storm is the first one. Heroes of the Storm is a MOBA-style game with team advancement gameplay. Having already been out in closed beta, Hot S is now in open beta. Made by the same company who brought you World of Warcraft, Blizzard Entertainment brings you a lively new style MOBA that will always send you back craving more fun and excitement. Next up we have ArcheAge. ArcheAge is a new MMORPG that combines the playstyle of Star Wars Galaxies with the advantage of owning your own property, with illustrious graphics that are absolutely gorgeous, and Lord of the Rings style easy-to-learn power playstyles. This game had originally been out for alpha and beta testers, but is allowed now for all users and is a lot of fun. After purchasing the game, you can play the game for free. There is a pay-to-play aspect of the game, but it isn't necessary, which is nice. A monetary system in game like EVE Online allows you to buy game time without having to spend a dime from your own pocket. Check it out and let us know what you think in the comments below. Upcoming game releases. Next up we have Star Wars The Old Republic, Knights of the Fallen Empire. With the current expansion released, The Shadows of Revan, players can play up to level 60 with new game content. But come this October, another expansion, called Knights of the Fallen Empire, where you play as a rogue, force users called the Sentinels fighting against both sides, adding even more gameplay content. With the added ability to start your character off at level 60, you can instantly get into the action with friends and hop straight into the new content. It is still unknown whether or not this feature will be given one free per account or if you'll have to pay through it through the game's cartel market system. Next up, we have Skyforge. Skyforge is now in open beta, so all players can get a copy and play this MMORPG. Play through hours of game content solo or team up with friends to take down powerful bosses. With an elaborate array of powers, one can easily manage to make the characters they have always dreamed of. Then we have Albion Online. If you like the Diablo point-and-click game style, then Albion Online is the game for you. Explore an open world full of crafting, land ownership, and fast guild PvP combat like never seen before. The game is currently in closed beta, but will be released for open beta come fall-winter timeframe. Be sure to bookmark this game if you're interested in playing the game in future releases. Next up, we have something even more exciting than all this, guild-wide events. In August, planned events have been posted on the guild calendar and can be found on the royalblackwatch.net website. These events include, but are not limited to, Campaign of Blood, Sarceress, a vampire D&D campaign hosted by Brytheris, leading adventurers on a chain of quests to find a vampire before he wreaks havoc and death across all of Faerun, Star Wars The Old Republic Flashpoint Runs, Draconis Caritas, and many more. Be sure to check the calendar for these events. If there is an event that isn't listed, please be sure to get with your company officers and get them posted so everyone who's willing may attend. And now for the fun part, guild-wide birthdays! A happy birthday goes out to all of our July birthday individuals, as well as a pre-happy birthday to all of our August birthday goers. These individuals are, but aren't limited to, Lily Birchflower, Cleric Theobald, Adrina, Treladin, Cyberjudge, Deathwind, and Hellbrecht. If we missed your name, we apologize in advance, as there are too many to name, but know that we do wish you a very happy birthday.
On the Guild Forums, we're hosting a role-playing game for Ultima. This is a role-play that we're writing together on the website. A bunch of you probably haven't done this before, but if you talk to some of the Guild members that have been around a while, we've done this several times over the years. And the story that we're using now, we took the old Ultima games, which eventually, you know, we had Ultima Online, but there were also these many other games, Ultima 1, Ultima 2, and so forth. And they had a long, rich story, a lot of which did translate into Ultima Online, if you ever did play that. Right now, the Watch is being recalled to Ultima's Northwind server in the roleplay game, in the roleplay story. And we're going to get together to defeat an unknown evil at this point. So if you're interested in writing at all, you can check out on the forums. If you look in the guild forums and look for the roleplay board, it has a child board for current roleplay stories. And in there, you'll see the one about the return to Northwind. You do not have to be a big writer. You don't have to be a role player. If you just write a few sentences, I tell you, I promise you, it'll be fun. When we get this story written, we're going to try and translate as much of it as we can into a future Ultima Online server that we're going to try and start up again. You know, we had the Northwind server several years ago, and when we put it back online, hopefully in the near future, we're going to try and incorporate some of this story. So you have a chance now to add bits, elements of a story that will translate directly into the game if you're interested in doing that. If we missed something you'd like to hear on the next podcast, a story, a skit, interviews, etc., drop us a line at watchcast@trbw.net.
Thank you so much, Cleric Theobald. And thank you all for listening to this installment of the Royal Blackwatch podcast. Be sure to listen in for the next podcast to air the fourth Friday of August, where we'll have had an interview with Connor and Sorrel about the current state of the Watch and much, much more. I'm Teshia.
And I'm Cleric Theobald. And we are the Royal Black Watch Watchcast.